Welcome to the third episode of our Elevate Your Vision podcast, the podcast about producing everyday tools and prototypes for people with visual impairments. This episode presents the available database for 3D print models named tactiles.eu. My name is Jürgen Hüllen and I'm your today's host. My guest on the phone today is Erich Rüger from the Schlossschule Ilvesheim in Germany, who is the administrator of the platform tactiles.eu. Hello, Erich. Nice to have you on the show. Please briefly introduce yourself and your school and explain your involvement in the project.
Hi, I'm Erich Rüger. I live in Ilvesheim, which is a small community in the south of Germany. Since 1998, I've been associated with the local school for the blind and visually impaired, Schlossschule Ilvesheim, in various capacities. I currently work there as deputy head teacher and also in the local media advice center for the blind and severely visually impaired pupils in Baden-Württemberg. Our school is a boarding school run by the state of Baden-Württemberg. It serves students on campus and at regular schools. It also has a very long history of educating the blind and a tradition of always looking for the latest development that improve the lives of the blind or visually impaired. When the first 3D printer kits came onto the market, our school started to supplement classical model making with 3D models. The advantages were obvious. Faster development time, cheaper production, and above all, the possibility of reproducing any number of models without great effort. We soon realized that it would make sense not only to keep the model templates for printing at our school, but to also share them with others. So my colleague Barbara Henn and I created a small online platform for sharing 3D models. It's still running today. A few years later, we were asked by the Dutch organization Visio whether we would like to take part in an Erasmus project with the aim of creating an international platform for printing 3D models. We did, and that's how the online platform tactiles.eu emerged from the Erasmus project.
Yeah, thank you, Erich. How is the platform structured and what kind of models are available here?
When you visit tactiles.eu, you first come to the landing page. This contains links to the four main project areas. Firstly, there's a database for 3D models. Then there are the guidelines, which provide designers with empirical values for models that are easily to grasp tactilely. The third area is a collection of videos designed to help people with no previous experience in the field of blind education to understand the benefits and correct use of models in this context. The fourth and final section deals with the topic of creation of models by blind people themselves. Most of the tools in this area are of a graphical nature. So here we tested what and how blind people can create models from the 3D printer themselves. The platform's target group is primarily people who work in the field of blind education or who would like to get involved in this area, but of course also the affected themselves. If we take a look at the 3D model database, we see that it is a bit of a cross between a blog and a web store. We have a main area with tiles of previews of the latest releases. We have a search bar and a sidebar that can be used to control the display of content via filters. The filters are based on a selection of subjects that can be found at all schools internationally. The models come from all areas of teaching or life. The platform was deliberately designed to be open so that anyone can publish the models they consider important. Model makers can post their designs on the website using simple forms. The focus here was on making the publishing process as simple as possible. It is also important to mention that the platform was built from the outset in such a way that it can be easily expanded. One of the first adaptations that went beyond the requirements of the original project was, for example, to enable the publication of templates for tactile graphics. When the user finds a model, a separate page opens with more detailed information on the model itself, instructions for printing, an interactive 3D preview, and of course, all model files. We always encourage the model makers to publish their source files from the programs they use to create the models so that users can further adapt them to their needs. Some do, some unfortunately do not. For the Elevate project, some adjustment to the tactiles.eu platform will be necessary. The guidelines section will certainly be expanded. Many of the principles listed there are universally applicable, but the Elevate project will now also bring other manufacturing techniques and materials into play for which information is valuable. How manufacturing instructions for aids made of different materials will be integrated on the website will result from discussions on the project over the coming years. For example, it would be possible to include these as a separate category alongside 3D print models and tactile illustrations.
Oh, thank you. I see. Do I have to pay for downloading models and can I also upload my model to the platform?
You don't have to pay money to download models from tactiles.eu, nor does publishing cost you money. even commercial use is allowed as long as the terms of the Creative Commons license are respected. We hope that many more people will be willing to share their great designs with others. Especially in schools, there are still many good ideas in the drawers that just need to be uploaded. So my appeal to all listeners, share what you have. Thank you, and see you soon.
Thank you, Erich, for your explanations and your participation today. I hope to see you soon again as well. Dear audience, I hope you got an overview about the platform tactiles.eu, where you can download many 3D models for free. I encourage you to take a look at the various models there. Thank you for listening today, and I hope you'll join us next week again.
Funded by the European Union. Views and opinions expressed are, however, those of the authors only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the European Union or EPOS VZW. Neither the European Union nor the granting authority can be held responsible for them.